You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
You teased. Don't
I jumped
do
the gun a little bit. I got so excited because I wanted to talk about that Angels game, and we're gonna stick it in the doo-doo this slot that I jumped the gun and forgot. We got Take on Woods coming up this segment first. My bad.
It's fine.
On me. My bad.
Forgotten as usual. It's all right.
Nothing wrong with teasing ahead, though. As they say, the long tease.
Long tease
is always a good idea in radio. Keep them listening a little bit longer. So we will get to that story from Angel Stadium in Anaheim last night. Second no-hitter of the year, but that was just kind of
it's a real no-hitter.
Tip of the iceberg of that story as well. First, though, we need a contestant coming up here in a couple of minutes. Chance to win a getaway to Las Vegas. Qualify for our monthly drawing. Two nights at the Westgate, dinner at the Edge Steakhouse, golf for two. Fantastic prize. It's five questions of musical trivia. You call in now. In the next couple of minutes, we'll get you to the front of the line. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Call now. You can be our contestant for Take on Woods coming up in just a couple of minutes. A couple other thoughts we didn't get to talking about the game last night. Want to give a shout-out. We talked about the closer, obviously, Taylor Rogers. The middle relief, though.
My Lord.
Spectacular yesterday.
Yep.
Steven Wilson, Robert Suarez, and Luis Garcia. Excellent job bridging from the four and a third innings from Mike Clevinger to get that to Taylor Rogers with a lead in the ninth inning. Fantastic job by those guys yesterday.
Yeah, Wilson got five outs, no base runners. Suarez, one hit, two Ks. Luis Garcia just looks so dirty. That splitter is just filthy when it's on. Oh, my God. Gave up a hit, struck out a couple. And then Taylor Rogers coming in and showing that he is, in fact, human and not a robot. Got touched up a little bit. His ERA now up to a robust 0.71.
And then the return of Will Myers and Luke Voit to the roster, activated off the injured list before the game.
When the lineup came out, I had a sense of relief that washed over me when I looked at the lineup and I thought to myself, okay, I'm more glad they're back than I thought that I would be. I looked at it and it felt like a big league roster. Like, okay, this is how we drew it up. Now, obviously, Tatis will be the coup de grace there on that lineup, Ben. But when I looked at it, I thought to myself, okay, if Luke can get going and Will can get going, this team's got a shot. That lineup, as it's constructed, has a shot. So I did feel better.
You know, it felt to me like a little bit of a desperation move by the Padres after scoring in just one of the previous 30 innings. I think all things being equal, had the Padres had still been scoring and winning, they would have liked to have given Will Myers maybe a rehab game or two to come back. He said, hey, thumb is 100% healthy, ready to go, ready to swing, but that doesn't mean that he's, you know, in the groove. Luke Voit, obviously we talked about how he struggled in his AAA rehab assignment, you know, feeling healthy, but they might have wanted to give him another day or two as well. The offense, though, prevented that, you know, a slow return. They just needed those guys, and just hoping that just being back in the lineup would create a bit of a spark. And lo and behold, it actually did, I think.
No doubt.
You know, neither guy you know, crush the ball. But Will Myers was instrumental in the first inning rally,
yep,
using his legs on a little infield chopper, an RBI single to beat it out, keep the line moving. Luke Voit did it as well with a walk. Eventually, they'd score another run on a bases-loaded walk to Ha-Sun Kim. So, you know, they both played a big role in getting two runs on the board in the first inning, which I think took a bunch of pressure off. And, you know, okay, we do know how to score still. We're back in it, and they could just play the rest of the game a little like normal. I think it's going to take a little while for both of those guys.
Me too.
To ever, you know, look like Will Myers and Luke Voit. It's not going to happen overnight.
It's the promise of what they can be and the promise of what they can deliver if they both get going. It is a massively better lineup than running out Trace Thompson. And, you know, no offense to C.J. Abrams, but C.J. Abrams, it just is. It's a better lineup.
And your thought on the decision, you know, obviously I've been kind of calling for it for the last couple of weeks, sending C.J. Abrams back down to get regular playing time and more development in the minor leagues. I'm in favor of it, clearly.
I am as well, and it's happened to Hall of Famers. I mean, it happens to a lot of guys, man. So I know he probably was not happy about it. His comments, I think, could be looked at maybe as a little pointed. Did you think the same thing when you saw his comment?
What did he say? I actually didn't see his comment.
Essentially, yeah, well, you know, when you play every day, you're going to get better fast. And it was kind of like, had you been playing me every day, I would have gotten better a little bit faster. But he'll go down there and he will play shortstop. And I did see people questioning kind of that move as well. Why is he going to play shortstop every single day when you have Fernando Tatis Jr. coming back? I don't know the answer. I don't know why. But that's where he's most comfortable. That's where he's going to play. That's where he's going to get the most ABs. He's going to be a shortstop.
I have mixed feelings about that. You always want a guy to be confident in his abilities and want to be in the lineup. So I don't have a problem there. You also have to know, if you're not producing on the big league level, this isn't the minors. They will play you every day in the minors. No matter how much you're slumping, they will get you in there and get your bat going. If you're not producing on the major league level, you sit. You sit and someone else gets a chance. And, you know, Ha-Sun Kim was more productive than C.J. Abrams in the lineup. So he got more playing time. That's how it works,
yeah,
in the big leagues. Until you are truly like an established star, and they will ride with you through a cold spell of a few days. When you're a young guy and you're not producing, you sit until you can show. They won't forget about you. You know, they'll get you in there every once in a while to see, hey, you going to get going? No? All right. Back to the bench you go. You're winning games is the big thing in the big leagues. Not getting better, not developing. You are there to help your team win games.
I mean, there are some teams that will.
Yeah.
And those are not the teams that...
Are they really big league teams, though, if they're not trying to win?
Exactly. I mean, there are teams that try to develop at that level. And there are guys, I think, that maybe you stick with a little bit longer. But I think this is the right move.
I just think, though, for yesterday and for the immediate future, and no slight on Abrams or Trace Thompson at all, but look, Will Myers and Luke Voit, they're not playing like, you know, easy selection all-stars or anything, but those are big league hitters.
No doubt.
And Luke Voit stepping up to the plate,
yes,
he could be 0 for his last 30. I feel like you're still going to be careful pitching.
There's no question. It's why he works walks. So I agree 100%. Like I said, I felt a little bit relieved to see those guys.
Padres, with the win, clinched another winning homestand. They are 4-2. Got one chance today to win. And Woodsy, what did you say at the start of the homestand you were looking for?
I said, 5-2.
Yep. If they win today, they will hit that number on the number at 5-2. And started with a winning road trip, followed by a winning homestand, followed by a winning road trip, now followed by a winning homestand. Yeah, there's been some ups and downs, but that's consistency. That's what you're looking for from your baseball team. So great first, you know, essentially now month of the season for the San Diego Padres.
Shout out to Crony, too, man. 3-for-5, 2 doubles last night, going the other way. Feels like that's getting much, much closer. And, of course, I mean, Manny Machado. We can do a whole segment on Manny later.
Let's do that.
Unbelievable.
Let's do that.
A whole segment.
Let's do that
Manny
later.
Manny Appreciation Hour.
Yeah, it's Manny Appreciation Day.
Right now, though, let's take a little pause for a little music trivia. It is time for today's edition of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino.
All right, 5 questions head-to-head against Woodsy, and our contestant today is going to be Chris. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
I'm one of you.
Hey, let's get that phone locked in. Let's try this again. Chris, how you doing this morning?
I'm one of you.
I'm
well. How are you?
There we go. All right, that was a little. I was a little nervous for a second, but
I'm right. All right, you guys got.
Oh God!
You're kind of cutting in and out. You want to try to call? You want to try to call right back, Chris? Well, Paulie will look for your call. 833-288-0973. If we can't get a better line from Chris, I don't want to start a game with someone who we can't hear the answers.
He might be driving through a rough spot.
Yeah.
I talked to him a few minutes ago, and he seemed fine then.
Yeah, of course, things do change. They do. They don't always stay consistent. All right, let's get him back on the line. All right, Chris, you're back on the air. Let's see how you sound now.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay,
much better.
We can
all
work
right.
with that.
Five questions,
right,
musical sorry, trivia. Fellas. That's all right. You get to choose the category. If you can beat or tie Woods, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. Two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Golf for two, dinner at Edge Steakhouse, Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, legendary Vegas fun. All right, the three categories, our two returners are Blondie, All Things Blondie, End Run, five songs that end with the word run, or the new category, Hard or Soft, either... Hard or Soft will appear in every answer for those. So what are you going to pick? Blondie, End Run, or Hard or Soft, Chris?
Oh, wow. Let's try Hard or Soft.
All right. Yeah. The new category today, 60 seconds of musical trivia. If you don't know an answer, you can pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. We'll start with our two-second song. Paul will play a well-known hit, just a short clip of a song. You'll have Soft or Hard in the title. You need to give me both the title and the artist. It'll be in one of those, either the title or the artist, and then we'll go on from there. Chris, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category Hard or Soft. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Painted Love, Soft Bell.
Correct. The Black Crowes' first hit single was a cover of which Otis Redding song from 1968?
Twice as Hard.
Not that one. Which song became a number one hit for Roberta Flack in 1973? Also won a Grammy for the Fugees and Lauryn Hill in 1997.
Killing Me Softly.
Correct. Jay-Z released which ghetto anthem hit in 1998 that samples a song of the same name from the 1977 musical Annie?
Oh, God. Hard Knock Life.
Correct. Adam Levine asks, is there anyone out there in which debut hit for Maroon 5 from 2002?
Oh, man. Pass.
That's the last one you got. Adam Levine asks, is there anyone out there in which debut hit for Maroon 5 from 2002?
Come on, Chris.
Maroon 5. I sat next to him at a Lakers game. I can't do this. Oh, man.
Time is up. Chris, you got three out of the five. If I said, is there anyone out there? Because it's getting... Harder and harder to breathe is the answer there, Chris. And the one you didn't get, you're going to kick yourself. It was Hard to Handle is the Black Crowes song that you did not get. So you got three out of the five. Let's bring Woods back in. He'll get the same five questions, the same 60 seconds. Never know. You never know, Chris. Hang on the line. See how you do. Woods, he returns. He doesn't know the category. Same 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Correct. The Black Crowes' first hit single was a cover of which Otis Redding song from...
Hard to Handle.
Correct. Which song became a number one hit for Roberta Flack in 1973? Also won a Grammy for the Fugees and Lauryn Hill in 1997.
That's a pass.
Jay-Z released which ghetto anthem hit in 1998 that samples...
Hard Knock Life.
Correct. Adam Levine asks, is there anyone out there in which debut hit for Maroon 5 from 2002?
I don't know the
Which
name
song
that
became
song.
A number one hit for Roberta Flack in 1973? Also won a Grammy for the Fugees and Lauryn Hill in 1997.
This is going to drive me nuts. I love this song. It's not, all I can think of is The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face by Roberta Flack. That's not it. It's strumming my pain with his fingers. Kill me. Strumming my pain.
Oh, oh my God!
Kill you.
You almost
softly.
Got it.
Kill
if
me
you
softly.
Had just said, kill me softly.
Killing him softly.
Killing wow. me softly with his
killing
song.
Killing me softly.
And the Adam Levine, is there anyone out there? Because it's getting Harder to Breathe was the name of that song. 3 out of 5. That's a tie. That's another tie. That's our third straight tie this week. Chris, congratulations.
So this Chris was so close to getting 4, and I thought he might have needed that fourth one.
Is this what being a soccer fan feels like?
just constant ties every tie day. After tie. One point in the standings for everybody. God. Yeah, Killing Me Softly with his song.
Too.
Killing Me Softly.
Oh, it's so good. When you said Roberta Flack, all I could think of was the first time I saw your face. I couldn't get out of my head. One of my favorite songs of all time. I could not get out of my head.
Fugees.
Yeah, this is the Fugees.
You know how I had to very carefully make sure I knew how to pronounce that because I didn't want to say Fugees on the air. That would have been incorrect.
Or Fuggies. Could get you in some trouble. This song by the Fuggies got me in a little trouble last week.
All right, Chris, hang on the line. Paul, they'll get your information, put you in that drawing. Three qualifiers this week. Don't forget, you can follow the San Diego Padres at home and on the go with the Odyssey app. Listen to pregame coverage, in-market play-by-play, Padres podcast, and more. Download the Odyssey app today to get started. Don't do this, and that story from Angel Stadium, the do this, coming up next with Ben and Woods after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, don't forget Adam Jones coming up. Our probably most talked about, looked forward to segment of the week all of a sudden.
Yeah, people love it.
Wednesdays, 7:35 in about 10 minutes. He's going to be on with us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I will start today with the story when I read it. Actually made me mad. It made me
I was wondering
mad
how you would feel about this.
So
you don't like golf
bits. It's U.S. Open qualifying season.
Yes,
the tournament's coming up in a little over a month.
I did not make it, by the way.
And, you know, it's the most democratic golf tournament in the world, as Tin Cup likes to say. Go through a local qualifier and then a regional qualifier. And if you play really, really well and beat, you know, dozens and dozens of other people both times, you can find yourself in the field for the U.S. Open. However, they do ask that you have to have a certain level of ability. They try to limit it to, you were just talking about handicaps. I believe you have to have a handicap like under two to enter the U.S. Open. Because,
I'm out.
Yeah, you're out for now.
I'm out.
Maybe someday, though, you can try to qualify. John Eckert entered a local U.S. Open qualifier in Kansas City.
This is amazing.
And he did it because that was his fantasy football league's punishment bet.
Can you effing imagine?
So they, you know, the guy who wins obviously takes the pot. The guy who finishes last as punishment was forced to play in a U.S. Open qualifier. Now, as you can expect, the tees are way back, the course is tough, and John ain't the greatest golfer in the world. Shot a 40 over 112 in the tournament, including a 58 on the back nine. Now, you can say, oh, that's it's funny, these guys. Oh, the guy embarrassed, very embarrassing.
So he had to have lied.
He had to have lied.
About his handicap.
I think so. He says he typically shoots in the low 90s, so he should be about, like you, Woods, about an 18, 19 handicap.
Yep. Thanks for telling everybody my handicap.
You can look it up at SCGA.org.
Yes, you can. / Woods. 2 months free.
So what makes me mad, though, is it wasn't like he was playing by himself. He had other guys, like serious golfers, who were trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. That can't have been fun for those guys who had to play with someone shooting 112 while they're seriously trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, and the other guy's there as a bit, a joke, you know, because he lost his fantasy football league.
Yeah, it would be awful if maybe you decided to play in a golf tournament and you paid to play in a golf tournament and they paired you, like, with a guy that was doing bits and, like, talking in your backswing and had, I don't know, maybe the worst laugh of all time. I'm just spitballing here. Not that I'm speaking from experience at all. When, like, you're lining up for a 12-foot birdie putt. And you hear that for 18 holes. Yeah, you know what? I wasn't mad. Now I'm furious. I agree with you. I am furious.
Eckert made four pars, he said afterwards. I'm pretty happy with the four pars, for sure. The walking got to me. I'm more of a cart guy myself.
Or let's say you're playing in a tournament with a guy and he decides he wants to walk and do a pull cart, but then every now and then he jumps in your cart and drags his pull cart behind you. And it tips over and knocks over. It's the best. Absolute best. I've been having a lot of fun with the MLB on Facts Twitter account. Lots and lots of fun. Funny to me, because I'm not a dummy, and I don't believe these stories are so outrageous. And when they get people, they got Michael Kay on the air, got a couple of different broadcasters. Yesterday, Benjamin, MLB on Facts got the wife of Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman. Did you see this?
I missed this.
They put out a tweet. New Ronald Acuna Jr. documentary reveals explosive temper of Freddie Freeman. Quote, I saw a very different side to him. Freddie's wife, quote, tweets it. Says, read the fine print. This is not true.
Oh,
he brought Charlie around midnight to see Ronald in his hotel room to give him a hug after his injury. He knew that would put a smile on his face. Please don't believe everything you read on the internet. We're not. There's no reason that you have to explain that this isn't a true story. It's MLB on Facts. We know it's not a true story. We know it's parody. We know it's satire. That fan base will literally believe anything. They will literally believe. And every time somebody posts the video of the Padres fans celebrating downtown...
Right.
Every time it's
years ago,
Padres win 5-4 over the, you know, so and so. Hey, great celebration night! They're like, look at these no championship having morons. And I'm like, oh my god,
it's early May.
It's early May, moron. They will fall for anything. And I decided I'm going to retire. I'm going to move to LA, and I'm going to set up a stand outside of Dodger Stadium. And I'm going to sell oxygen to these people. I will be a billionaire in a month. They literally will buy anything.
I've actually seen oxygen stands like at the fair where you can just get a little extra oxygen.
No, no, but there's no like tube or anything.
No, just air. Oh, just air.
Air in the air.
All right, finally, one do this story. Congratulations to 22-year-old rookie Reed Detmers. Threw a no-hitter for the Los Angeles Angels last night against the Tampa Bay Rays. He was benefited by a controversial error call by the official score. I thought it was clearly an error on that play. Did you see that?
Oh, crap, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, there was one. A first baseman booted one. You're so trained now that they almost always give them hits when they're not like the easiest play in the world that, you know, maybe another score might have called it a hit. But I had no problem with it. But my do this goes to Anthony Rendon.
It's
with the game out of hand in the eighth inning. The Rays put in Brett Phillips to pitch, position player to pitch again. They do it again to save the bullpen, and you know he's just lobbing the ball in there. Well, Rendon, he could take it seriously, pad his stats, whatever. He decided to go a little easy on the Rays, have a little bit of fun. And the right-handed batter, who had never batted left-handed in his life,
never,
he said, turned it around against Brett Phillips just to make it a fair fight. And here's what happened.
Look at it,
pretty.
This is one of those oh me oh my moments.
At first I was so happy for him and thought that was so cool. And then the insane rage and jealousy washed over me. These athletes that are like, yeah, I'll try golf. And they go out and shoot in the 70s. Oh, yeah, let me try left-handed. And then he goes, hits a home run. I mean, I get it. It's off a position player. He's never hit left-handed in his entire life.
That's just superior hand-eye coordination.
It's superior athleticism, hand-eye, the whole thing. Power, like, I can't even imagine.
It's
a major league game.
I think it's more shocking than, like, MJ closing his eyes on the free throw.
No question.
It'd be like Lakers up 35 late in the fourth and LeBron free throw line, facing the hoop, turns around and just chucks it behind his head or something.
How about this? I've decided to dribble with my feet, with one foot. That's how I'm going to dribble up the court.
Do you remember the story, and Paul, you were probably not even born yet. Woods, you might remember Hank Gathers when he passed away at Loyola Marymount.
The left-handed.
Star and died on the court, like heart attack on the court.
Man.
But they had a great team. They went to the NCAA tournament. His teammate, Bo Kimble, who was the other star, would always shoot his first free throw of every game, even in the NCAA tournament, left-handed as a tribute to Hank Gathers. And I think, if I remember, he made him.
He did.
He made him when he was doing it, too. It was
great. That's some nerve-wracking ass there. Like here, you know. But again, it's Rendon. And I thought that was really cool that he's like, oh, you're going to throw him? All right, let's try this. I didn't have the stones to even do it in an adult league game, dude. See, if we were up 10 runs,
keeping
I was like,
it fun
I don't
in baseball.
Away an
AB. I'm going to ask Adam Jones about this. He's going to join us coming up. But first, that was Don't and Do This on a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I'm sure he saw that last night. So always look forward to the appearances weekly now with Adam Jones. That'll be coming up next here with Ben and Woods. Stick around. More coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, color us a little embarrassed, Woodsy.
Very embarrassed right now. Very embarrassed.
No, I mean, nothing inappropriate, no. Obviously, but we were doing a little behind-the-scenes production work during the break. You can't hear it. You know, we're recording a spot. We got a new, we got an old new sponsor returning today to the show.
Yes.
And we're recording a couple of commercials. Now, it doesn't always go as smoothly as the final product sounds, and we can have to do multiple takes occasionally. Well, we didn't realize this, but Paulie had already brought our next guest, Adam Jones, up on the Zoom, so he could hear everything that was going on, all of our mistakes,
he was laughing at us, all of our problems.
Let's Hi, go out Adam. To our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan.
Look at the Zoom, and in the chat said these ad takes are hilarious,
unbelievable.
I said, you know, how do you get that production done in between breaks? And he goes, always working. I get it, but now I want a bra.
Hey, this is the job, Adam. This is the job.
This is the job. Very glamorous.
But who says the verse? That was me.
Well, so it's, you know, hot dogs, and they call them like the worst.
Like bratwurst, you know.
And so the tagline being the absolute worst.
Doghouse, the absolute worst.
I'm glad we could make you laugh. This morning, Adam Jones. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, that's awesome. Hey, always good, man. My wife's in Greece. I got the boys by myself. So, hey, send some help.
I'm going to ask you this as a dad. How many boys do you have?
Two. Yep. Eight and six.
Okay, I got two, four, and 18 months. Nothing against our beautiful queens. Do you find it easier to parent when it's just you and the boys? Because I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like they when it's just me, it's just one direction. If my wife's around, they look at me and they look at her, and I'm like, "Damn, they about to get a second opinion on something I didn't ask for."
It's crazy how early they realize that we have no actual authority.
Correct.
At the home, what you say doesn't go unless you're there by yourself. You are second in command, so they need to check They need to check with the admiral.
I told
ahead of the captain.
I told my 4-year-old last night. I go, "Hey, No hitting in the house. You don't hit throw up balls and hit in the house. He goes, well, Mama didn't get mad at me. I go, but I did. I told you not to. I walk back in the kitchen. This throwing up, hitting, and he goes, Mama said it was fine. I'm like, you know what? Never mind. I'm just going to go back to my room. I love it, man. I love it. That's
my family, my wife is an attorney, and her dad's an attorney, her brother's an attorney, all this attorney. So everybody, I mean, all my kids, like, they question everything. I'm like, bro, this isn't science. My house is a dictatorship, okay? This is not, the house is a dictatorship. Outside, we can negotiate. Inside the house, ain't no negotiating.
Right.
What the heck y'all talking about?
Oh, I love it so much.
But it's fun, though. I do love the alone time. I mean, yeah. My wife has done a great job while I was playing. So, you know, she's in Greece right now and living it up. I'm jealous as hell. But, hey, me and the boys are doing all the things that she says we can't do.
That's exactly right. Just eating like crap, playing video games, yeah. Having a blast.
Ice cream. Night we went to go get some ice cream and all this stuff. And I sent her a picture. She's mad. My kids tried to... Warheads for the first time last night.
I got
a good video of it. Yeah, I got a good video. They're like, yeah, it's nothing. 15 seconds in, they're both screaming.
Oh,
I
said, it's nope, the
gotta
worst.
Keep going.
It's the worst.
Gotta keep going. Yep.
So good, man.
Mommy, there's no second opinion. We can just do what we want.
So, Adam, we were just talking about what Anthony Rendon did last night. Yeah. I imagine you saw it turning around left-handed off of Brett Phillips.
That's unreal, man.
Could you have done something like that? How much skill does that require?
I mean, it requires a lot of skill. You still got to do it. And you hit the ball 400 feet. Anthony Rendon, a tremendous athlete. And someone I've seen a tweet, is like, he was 0-for-4 at that point, and we don't risk 0-for-5. I talked to Pete Rose one time, I was in Vegas, and he said, son, the key to getting all them hits was I didn't get 0-for-5. If I got my fifth at bat, I was getting that hit. And I was like, makes a damn good point. And he just goes left-handed. I know the game's out of hand at that point. You got a no-hitter going on. There's a lot of excitement going on. Trout went deep, Ohtani went deep. I mean, it's 10-0. Like, it's just, that game was wild. And I think that was just like the icing on the cake. And then, I mean, I think obviously the icing on the cake was Mr. Detmers getting himself a no-hitter, which was amazing. But for baseball, you want to talk about fun, that's fun. You know, I remember when Javier Baez did it. You know, again, they have to be in these routes. Few and far in between is just like a pitcher pitching. I know that Phillips likes to pitch and does some funny stuff and all that kind of stuff. But you know, I think it's fun for the game when you see stuff like that only in blowouts. But let's get back to the competitive game. I don't like blowouts.
Yeah, blowouts aren't really fun. I was going to ask you when you were coming up through the minors, because I have a buddy, and I think you know my buddy Steve Boggs. You know Boggsy.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, when he came up in the minors, they're like, oh, he's fast. So guess what? You're switch hitting. He's like, but I'm not a switch hitter. I've never switch hit in my life. They're like, you are now. So you get to the high, like the you're a professional now. You're getting paid to play baseball. And they decide, out of the blue, hey, you're fast, so we want you to learn how to switch hit. I can't – being at that level is terrifying enough for a young kid, but then having to switch hit, did they ever try to get you to do that too?
No. What they did was I was switching in high school, and they told my ass to stop. That was so I'm the opposite. They said, hey, look at that. We want you as a right-handed hitter, as a shortstop, or we're going to put you on the mound. Stop switch hitting. I was like, well, hell, you give me this money, I'm going to do whatever you tell me there, boss. And I'm the opposite of a lot of stories, but I mean, it's crazy though. I have seen a lot of organizations tinker with a lot of players and tell them to do things that they have not done. And I get it. If you've done it, dibbled and dabbled into it into high school and earlier, cool. But if you're just trying to, you know, it's really hard. Like, not everybody's going to be an Eddie Murray that just picks it up at a late age. You know what I mean? So it's tough. And especially when these are your employers, these are the people that are paying you. They're telling you what to do. Your future is in their hands. You have to listen to them. Even sometimes it might not be in your best interest athletically, but you still have to listen to them. And sometimes you just have to make the best of that decision, of that situation, I should say.
Talking with Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods. And Adam, Padres are going to be without their skipper, Bob Melvin, for a week or two. Yeah, going to have prostate surgery. Hopefully everything's going to be fine, and he's going to come back. But I wanted to ask you, for a player, how important is the manager on a day-to-day basis? Obviously, they're important. You know, they're filling out lineups, they're making key decisions. But did you have, like, regular interaction with your manager? I know Bob likes to stay fairly hands-off, he says, out of the clubhouse, let players handle things themselves for the most part. How important would it be, you know, if the manager was gone for a little while?
Well, I mean, someone like Bob is a leader. I was fortunate enough to have Showalter, a leader. So, you know, it's the leader of your group, you know, and I get it. The players control the locker room. Buck was great. Myself, O'Day, Weeders, Hardy, Markakis, Machado, Scope. We all ran the locker room. Buck was not in the locker room. You know, if he needed to come in there and do something, he would be in there, but he wasn't in the locker room. He let us players do everything we needed to do until, you know, if like we're in a skid or something, then okay, you gotta do what you gotta do. But Buck every day said, bring it. You police yourselves. You're grown men. You police yourselves. And I'm gonna manage that bullpen. And that's Buck's, that was his message. BMO, I think that he's the same. He's letting these guys go. He's letting these starters get themselves out of jams. Last night Clevinger came out early, but again, he's coming off TJ. Let's build them innings up. August, he's going to be out there for 110 pitches. But again, you got some leaders in that clubhouse. As I'm looking at the Padres website right now, you got Machado and Hosmer, two guys who have been through the grit, and you know. These guys know they understand what's at hand. And I think if you add, you know, there's obviously going to be some couple pieces that need to be added at the trade deadline. That's just always how it works. So I just hope that the Padres have that flexibility to add the right pieces when the right time comes.
No, it's a great point. And we talked about it yesterday. You know, you hit a little bit of a skid, a few games. You had a beautiful walk-off on Mother's Day that was incredible. But then when you really, really think about it, you're like, those are the first runs we've scored in, you know, 27 innings or something. When you're in it, though, when you're in, maybe not you personally, you're getting a couple knocks a game, but when the team itself is scuffling offensively, and this was beyond a scuffle, granted, very, you know, they're not putting up a ton of runs this season, but nobody is. Nobody's really blown it out of the water. Maybe the Angels now in Major League Baseball. Adam, how hard is it, or how much do fans not understand that it's such a long season and that the players don't really worry about it? Because I know we all get upset. Hey, let's trade this pitcher for a bat. We need to spark this offense. Probably in the clubhouse, it's a different scenario. Yeah.
Well, of course it is, but your job is to talk about it the daily of the game, and you have to go on the daily. So the daily, the temperature is up and down in baseball, but as in the clubhouse, those guys know that, look at, hey, we lost five straight. We have to minimize that. And I was talking to a friend of mine. We were talking about, why are the Dodgers and the Astros and, you know, the Yankees, why are these teams so good? Because what they do is they mitigate losing streaks. Okay, they might lose three. They are not losing five.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to – good teams are going to struggle. It doesn't matter who it is. Right now, the Blue Jays offense is amazing. They're struggling right now.
Yep.
They're going through a little bit right now.
They got players, okay? So.
You know what I mean? You don't think that's not going to happen, but you just have to, you just got to grind with each other, because you understand that there's going to be 40 wins, 40 losses, no matter what. The other 82, you better grind for, and you're going to have to figure out and match. And, you know, one thing, I was watching the game last night. I'm really happy about how Suarez has turned himself around.
Yes.
Looks like he's taking his time and just throwing strikes, pounding that zone, and he's got nasty stuff. And I mean, I was talking about, he just has to get comfortable, relax himself. And it looks like he's slowly done that. And it's good to see, because he's really good.
All right, I'm going off the board for my next question. Did you see the Tom Brady news that when he's done with his career, he's going to join Fox as their lead analyst, and they've already agreed to what, $37.5 million?
Now they've come out and said
that's not necessarily, true.
But listen, it's not going to be for $750 grand starting salary.
Exactly.
No, it's going to be big. Yeah.
I mean, your
leak number is around there.
You're a former ball player. Is there any of that that big money for Adam Jones from one of these networks? You gonna call around a little bit, have your agent check in, knock on some doors?
I think we need to. I mean, if that's the kind of, I mean, I'll get it. Somebody said, why would you give someone that much money? And then the first comment, Tom Brady's an anomaly. Ain't no one like him. There's no, unless you put Michael Jordan in the booth, unless you know what I mean, there's nobody like Tom Brady. That's why he's getting all that money. But I guess he's trying to catch his wife. Golly.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's trying to catch her in financial earnings. I mean, that is a, oof.
Can I say this?
And
this?
But again, he's an anomaly. So there's no price tag on Tom Brady, because he is the greatest of all time. I think that was it was cemented, obviously, when he won his fifth. Then his sixth, it was like, you know, just keep doing it. when he left and went to another franchise, another league, and did it again, like, that just was like, okay, everybody else, you guys are just two. There ain't no one B's no more. It's 1A and then two.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, he is. He's,
yeah,
he's the
greatest. There's no two anymore. There's no, I mean, one and one B greatness. It's one, and then there's two A's. Now you want to figure that part out.
I do think, too, there's a part of it that people will tune. If you hate Tom Brady, you're still tuning in. You are. You're tuning in.
I don't know why you hate Tom Brady. What you hate about him?
I don't get it either, but he's got his haters out there for
Some
sure.
Some people just hate successful, hate success. Handsome, rich people.
It's envy. It's envy. It's jealousy, the whole bit. But I think
6'5", good looking, great life.
Handsome as hell. And people hate that. You know, they do. But I think people will tune in to see, hey, is this going to be where he finally falls on his face? It's not an easy gig. Broadcasting is not an easy gig. I love baseball. AJ, no. I watch a ton of baseball every day. I got the opportunity to do color at spring training, and I was the worst. And I love this game, and I'm excited about this game. I'm passionate. I hated every single solitary second I was in there doing color for a minor league or for a spring training game. Yeah. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I did. And I was like, this is not what I'm good at. This in here, this is where I feel comfortable. That was not where I felt comfortable. So I wonder if people are tuning in to go.
I was fantastic alongside him, Adam.
Yeah, Ben was actually very good.
I did really, really well, and I enjoyed it.
I was not good at it, man. And I think people are going to tune in to see if this is something he finally can't be great at.
I think so. But like the same with, Tony Romo. Fantastic.
So
people
good.
Thought he wasn't going to be good at it. He's making $18 million a year. That's more than he's making when he was a player.
It's insane. Insane, the money.
Damn, I'm going to go back to journalism school or something.
You don't need it.
I'm just going to ask somebody.
Just keep coming on our show.
You know what
build
you
a
do?
Little resume.
You know what you do that's really so great, Adam, is you're yourself. You be yourself, and it comes out over the radio. I mean, people hear that. And you're not trying to be a broadcaster. Woods calls it kind of pukey.
Yeah, pukey
on the air.
It's Adam Jones.
You're just yourself, and I think that resonates with people. So don't change a thing.
Maybe because they're not seeing my face. So it's like, you know, like I got like that hidden cover. So I'm like, I got a little shield, a little invisibility. Oh. Maybe when my face is shown, I might be like camera shy. But oh damn.
Oh, we know really all about that. Yeah,
probably know all about it. Though. I'm not afraid of it. I mean, you make mistakes, say the wrong name and stuff like that. Just try not to say it too often, I guess.
Adam, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
All righty.
Appreciate you.
There he is, Adam Jones. Another legendary appearance with Ben and Woods on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Fan hotline, save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Right now, I got to get a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, got lots to get to still coming up in the second half of Ben and Woods. Obviously, more Padres talk as they wrap up their homestand, their second homestand of the season this afternoon. Day game here on 97.3 The Fan, 1:10 first pitch. Be a 12:10 pregame show, so make sure you tune in this afternoon with Bob and Tony as the Padres look to take 2 out of 3 from the Chicago Cubs and finish with a 5-2 homestand, which would be job well done, according to Stephen Woods.
Be excellent.
They've hit your targets.
They really have.
As we've set each one as they go, and they just keep hitting your targets, Woodsy. So got an opportunity to do that again before they head on what seems like could be a tougher road trip, Atlanta, Philadelphia, San Francisco.
A bit grueling.
We'll talk about it later this week, but you feel like that's one. Any winning record at all, you're probably happy with if you come back and you don't give up any ground on a road trip like that. Two sides of the country, playoff contenders, you know, defending World
some
Series
good
champs.
Arms, yeah, some good arms out there,
that's
too.
That's what they have facing them. So get today, you know, give yourself a little bit of a cushion before you head out on the road. We'll come back, reset the show. 2 hours in the books, 2 hours remaining. It's been a fun one so far. It's Ben and Woods right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.